It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Border Crossings live in downtown D.C. Madison McWilliams is in town, and she's promoting her debut self-titled EP. We've got Madison in our studios. We'll talk to her. Here's some music and get to know her a little bit better. Stick around. Madison Williams joins us here on Border Crossings. It's Border Crossings and Madison McWilliams. Melodramatic is the name of the song. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's off your debut EP?
Yes, sir.
And so tell me about the song. I want to know about that song. It sounds cool. I like that song.
Thank you. So when I was writing the song, it was kind of about a mean girl or someone that's really dramatic and tries to stir up drama. And in the lyrics of the song, like, for example, "Let's cut the strings and free us both," just want to cut the strings of all the drama and all the bad vibes going on and just be friends.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people would wonder, you're 15, how much drama have you experienced? You haven't experienced a lot of drama at 15.
I've
got shoes older than you, 15.
Well, middle school had, when I went to middle school, there was a lot of drama. There were a lot of things going on. And so I guess I like to write about my personal experiences.
Oh, great.
And so that was one of the experiences I had.
Now, speaking of school, everyone started school except you. What are you doing about school this year? You're old enough to be, what, 10th grade?
Yes, 10th grade. So I attend an online school, and it's really great because I don't have to sacrifice my education to pursue my career. And so I can take all my classes online, and it's really great. I enjoy it a lot.
And so this started off more acting for you, I think. Is that... Were you more into acting as you were younger in school?
Well, actually, it was singing and acting together.
Okay.
So actually, when I first started out singing, it was Italian opera, funny enough. And so when I was in first or second grade, I did a little bit of that. But then my Italian opera teacher moved to Lithuania. So I could not study Italian opera with him anymore. So I wanted to find a creative outlet for me to keep singing and keep pursuing music. So that's when I started doing musical theater. And I love musical theater. It was really great for me. But I realized that I wanted to be more involved with my music and write my own music. Mm-hmm. So that's the appeal that really drew me to pop.
Do you speak Italian?
No, I do not. I sang in Italian.
Give me a verse. I want to hear a verse.
Lasciatemi morire. I haven't done that in about like 5 years, so glad I remembered some.
And our audio guy is going, oh my gosh, I wasn't ready for that. But you sound great. I love your voice. That's great. That's wonderful to be so diverse that you can go from Italian opera to pop. I mean, to make that change, to make that transition. But the pop is kind of, I guess, at 15, almost 16, that's kind of the music that's in your generation right now.
Well, I mean, honestly, I just love all kinds of music. Mm-hmm. And so whatever creative outlet that I can express myself through, I'm there. Mm.
And so how did you get into the world of music? What was it that drew you to this as a career? Because you could do anything you wanted to do, and you're obviously very talented. But why did you say music is what I want to do?
Well, music is just my passion. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's what I love to do. And I mean, there's nothing I love more in the world. Mm.
And the EP, all original songs you've written?
Yes, so I'm a co-writer on all my songs on the EP.
You do have a song that was done by Nina Simone, though. I read somewhere.
So, yes, that's a cover that I sometimes do. It's Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Mm-hmm. And you happen to like Nina Simone? I mean, what?
I love Nina Simone. Her voice is just so classic, and her music is just amazing. Mm-hmm.
And you're also a fan of Celine Dion, and you went to Las Vegas, I guess, to see her?
Yeah, so that was my first concert with Celine Dion, and that really inspired me because she was such a great example of a strong, empowered woman, and I guess that really resonated with me. Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of unique in that not a lot of 15-year-olds are going to see Celine Dion or interested in Nina Simone. So that's kind of very interesting that you would be drawn to that, you know, the older school. But you also like Rihanna and Taylor Swift and all that.
Well, I just love all types of music. Mm-hmm. I think every genre has should be respected.
Mm. Well, that's great. So I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind singing a song for us now, since you're here live and we've warmed you up a little bit.
Of course. Let's do it.
So it's Madison McWilliams. And what is the song you're
going to
sing?
So this song that I'm going to be singing is called Fighter. And actually, I wrote it for the kids involved with the Make-A-Wish campaign.
Oh.
And that's a cause very dear to my heart. And these kids are just so inspiring, and I look up to them very much.
All right, great. We're going to talk more about her charity involvement and the song, but first let's listen to it.
Okay. Sticks and stones may break your bones, words can make you feel alone, but you know you're worth the gold. Skin so thick it's bulletproof, like some bathing on the moon. Girl, you got nothing to don't
love the dove. And if you had enough, shake it, shake it, shake it off. And be a fighter. And whatever time's a dove. And if you had enough, shake it, shake it, shake it off. So be a fighter.
Sounding great. Madison McWilliams live here on Border Crossings. Fighter is the name of the song. And you mentioned it is a song that's connected to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. How does that come together? How did you decide that and how did they connect with you?
Yeah, so I'm an official ambassador for Make-A-Wish South and Central Texas. And I wrote this song, Fighter, for all the kids involved in Make-A-Wish because they're such fighters and they're so strong. And I'm just really inspired by them.
Mm-hmm. And right now is a very tough time for Texas.
Yes, with the
floods and Harvey and what's been going on there. I mean, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm. You know? So where I live, Austin, hasn't been hit that hard, but mm-hmm. I'm just completely saddened by what's happened in Houston and everything that's been going on there.
Right now, the world has turned its attention to Texas, mm-hmm. you know, and specifically to Houston. But so in Austin, you Make-A-Wish Foundation, how long have you been an ambassador with them?
About a few months, or a year.
Great.
A few months to a year.
All right. Well, it's wonderful that they've connected with you because, you know, I mean, for artists, for people who are in music and performers, to be connected with charity and draw attention to the charities, that's a wonderful thing. And so you're doing a great thing.
Well, it's so important for me to use the platform that I have to support something that I really believe in.
Tell the audience what Make-A-Wish Foundation is because we're on in different countries outside of the United States where they may not know the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
So Make-A-Wish is an amazing program that grants children who have illnesses and that are sick a wish. And so, for example, their wish could be going to Disney World or their wish could be being in a movie. One of my friends that's a wish kid, Claire, she actually got to be in a Disney movie, which she is so excited about. And that was her wish that Make-A-Wish made happen for her.
And they've been doing this for a while. And we always hear about a child meeting a star or doing something, you know, as their wish. And it's wonderful, you know. So congratulations to you on your association with them and congratulations to them on teaming up with you for the song Fighter. So I read that you get nervous, but your nerves usually kick in after performance.
Yes, I am so weird that way, where before performance, I'm not nervous, I'm fine, I'm great. But after I finish, I just get so nervous. It's really weird. I have no idea why.
And what do you do? How do you calm yourself down? What does a person who gets nervous do about it?
I guess just take a few deep breaths, probably have some tea. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I love that. So when you're writing music as a very young person who's writing music, how long have you been writing music? When did you write your first song?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I've always been coming up with songs since mm-hmm. as long as I can remember, but, writing full songs that I'm proud of. I mean, that's been in the past few years.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever suffer writer's block?
I guess it really depends. When I have a writer's block, I always record all my song ideas that I just have on a whim. Mm-hmm. And so when I have writer's block, I just go back to the song ideas that I've already noted down or mm-hmm. put in my phone, and I work off of those.
And so your first EP has how many songs on it now?
It has 6 or 7.
And you're working on a full studio album, I assume. Is that coming up next? Is that the next plan?
Yes, it's in the works.
In the works. And you can't say too much about it.
No, sir.
No, you can't talk about it. But, you know, typically that's what happens. And I just, you know, I find it interesting because I know you've been writing songs for a while. You must have a lot of songs in your collection, in your mind that you're, you know, and you've got to pick 6 songs to release. So how did you do that? What was the process in picking the songs for your EP?
Well, it's really just picking the ones that I love the most and mm-hmm. the ones that I feel the most confident in releasing.
Mm-hmm. And so You're on tour or no? Is this just a promotion tour right now, or are you performing?
Yeah, so I'm doing a promotional tour. I'm promoting my EP right now.
Mm-hmm. And what label is the EP with?
I'm not signed.
You're not signed? Mm-hmm. Oh, have you ever thought of doing one of these TV things like The Voice or stuff like that?
It depends.
Depends on?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay. All right. So it sounds like you're probably in negotiations for a record deal, so we won't go there. Now, I read that you like golf. You're a sports person.
Yes, I love watching golf. Mm-hmm. I play a little bit, but golf is really cool.
And you said you're not coordinated. So how do you get away with golf if you're not coordinated?
Well, I love playing golf. That doesn't mean I'm an amazing golfer. It's just something that I enjoy doing.
And Austin is a great place to golf, having golfed at Barton Creek and been there myself. It's a beautiful place. And so you did the South by Southwest Festival, which is an annual event in Austin?
Yes, I did.
And what was that all about? What happened?
So I've been looking up South by Southwest, and it's in my hometown. So I've always wanted to perform there. So being able to do that this year was just a dream come true for me, and it was amazing.
Mm. Do you have siblings, or are you an only child?
Yes, so I have two younger brothers, and they're both 11 right now, but they're not twins.
They're not twins, but they're 11.
Yes, okay. They're 10 and a half months apart. Their names are Maxwell and Marcus.
Oh, and do they come and watch you sing and perform? What do they think about all this stuff?
Well, actually, so I'm a prolific singer and songwriter, so I sing and I write music all the time in my house. And so when I do that, they like it the first few times, but when I sing more and more and more, they just get so annoyed. They're like, stop singing. Oh my gosh. We can't hear you anymore.
And so eventually, you know, as you become more and more popular and start to really become, you know, a successful star, then your brothers are going to say, my sister is Madison. You know, I'll sign my autograph. Alicia Cara told me that her younger brother goes around and says, she's my sister. I'm going to sign your autograph. So you expect that your brothers will be doing that, capitalizing on your fame. So what's next for you? What, you know, the CD's out now. It just came out recently. So what's in the plan for you next?
So what I'm doing right now is I'm just promoting my EP, mm-hmm. and I just released a music video for End of the Tunnel, which is a song that's really important to me, and it's about knowing that there's going to be a silver lining and finding hope in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very nice. Is that the song you're going to sing?
Yes.
All right. Well, okay. Perfect lead-in for it. Here's Madison McWilliams off her debut EP, which is called Madison McWilliams.
Tunnel, find a back door, climb out of the window. There's a light. tunnel. Oh, but the back door, come out of the window. This is the light at the end of the tunnel.
Nice, Madison McWilliams, End of the Tunnel. You say that's your favorite song?
It's not my favorite. It's one of my favorites.
One of your favorites. One of six or several dozen favorites.
One of my 1,000 favorites.
Yeah, exactly. One of your many, many favorites. I was reading in the bio, and you wrote some highlights of your life and some lowlights of your life, and I guess one of them was falling in a pool at Halloween time.
Oh, that's a funny story. So I had a Halloween party. It's just an embarrassing moment. And I was in my costume. It was a pool party, so there's a pool
there. What
were
you dressed up as?
I think I was dressed up as like maybe a cat or a hippie.
All right.
I don't remember. but I, like some of my friends are in the pool, so I go to say hi to them and, I fall in.
Oh, wow.
So, and my whole costume, I fell in the pool.
So you're a wet hippie or a wet cat.
Yep.
Sounds like fun. So you have a website. I went to your website. And why don't you share with the audience the website address so that people can go and read about you. And if they want to get the EP, they can get the EP on your website and from Amazon, iTunes, wherever you buy a CD. But tell us where you can be found online.
Of course. So my website is www.madisonmcwilliams.com. And my Instagram is Madison McWilliams Music. And my Facebook is under Madison McWilliams. And my Musical.ly is It's Madison MCW.
All right. And so will you be going out on tour in the year, in 2018? Is that in the mix once the CD comes out? And
it's in the works. I can't say much.
Okay. You can't say anything. Well, you have to come back then and tell us, fill in the blanks.
I'd love to.
Fill in the missing spaces. And hopefully you'll do an international tour. You'll get outside of the U.S. Now, you know, for somebody who's also musicals, you're on stage and also, you know, for acting and singing, do you have a preference or no? If somebody said, Madison, you have to pick one or the other. You're either going to be an actress or a singer. It's one or the other. Where's your true love?
Well, my true love is definitely music, and mm-hmm. acting is something that I enjoy and is so fun for me, mm-hmm. but music is definitely my passion.
All right. Well, excellent. Again, the website is
www.madisonmcwilliams.com.
And that's the name of the EP, and right now everybody's raving and you know, singing your high praise right now, and so I've looked at all the reviews and everything, so you're on a great roll right now, so congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. It's thanks for having me.
A pleasure to have you in the studio. Madison McWilliams has been our guest. Pick up her new EP and check her out. The music's great. I'm Larry London. It's Border Crossings.
It's Border Crossings on VOA1.
Heavy.
On VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Tell me something I need to know, then take my breath and never let it go. If you just let me invade your space, I'll take the pleasure, take it with the pain.
Crossings, and she's Ariana Grande, and she's from Boca Raton, Florida, and that is called Love Me Harder, and that's a request from Heston Jackson II, dedicated to his wife, Amanda Lorpu Sumo Jackson. Love Me Harder is the name of the song, and Ariana Grande has been on tour for the Dangerous Woman album recently. She had to cancel a couple shows. She wasn't feeling well. She apologized to the fans, but she's back at it, back on the road. I'm Larry London. We also heard music from a group called Horizon, Bring Me the Horizon, and the song was Throne, which was a heavy metal request for Zewedu Mbadiniju, who is listening to Border Crossings, and for all the people who like heavy metal rock and roll, like Havana and Una and Ilgin and Horvat and all the people who like the heavy metal sound. So I hope you enjoyed the music from Bring Me the Horizon. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and I want to say hello to Sise Mikias Waza, and also heard from Saidu Muhammad Ali, Etienne Habu Mugisha, Vincent Maloba, Clifford Mulaima checked in to say hello to us. So thank you, everybody, for checking into Border Crossings on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. The phone lines are open right now. If you want to join the show, call 202-619-2077, and Felicia will take your requests. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov, and you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're going back to 1987 now, and a hit song from the band Atlantic Star off of their seventh album, All in the Name of Love. This was one of their biggest hits, and this is a request from Salamowit, and it's dedicated to her husband, Adi Salem, and also to herself, because she says we're celebrating our eighth anniversary today. So happy eighth anniversary to Salamowit and Adi Salem. And here's your song called Always from Atlantic Star on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Well, maybe I came on too strong. Maybe I waited too long. Maybe I played my cards wrong. Oh, just a little bit wrong. Oh, baby, I apologize for it. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and jumping in harder than 10,000 rocks on the lake. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know the truth before I dive right into you. You're a mystery. I've traveled the world and there's no other girl like you. No one. What's your history?
What's your history?
Do you have a tendency to lead some people on? 'Cause I heard you do. I could fall or I could fly here in your aeroplane. And I could live, I could die hanging on the words you say. And I've been known to give my all and lie awake every day. Don't know how much I can take. So don't call me baby unless you mean it. And don't tell me you need me if you don't believe it. So let me know.
Crossings, McDollowit Manale requested that song. Mekdi said, I'm in Ethiopia listening to Shagger FM 102.1, and I want to hear Diva, which is a song from Ed Sheeran, so please play it for me. There you go, McDollowit. I hope you enjoyed your song request. Ed is on tour for his latest album, Divide, and he was performing in Miami, Florida recently during a concert, and a little baby started screaming and crying. And so it caught his attention, and he asked the parents, how old is that little one? And they said, she's 1 year old. And he said, okay, what's her name? And they said, it's Cooper Sheeran Smith. They named their baby after Ed Sheeran. He said, oh my gosh, this next song is dedicated to her. So he went on to sing a song for her, which is kind of cool. Ed Sheeran has also made an appearance on his favorite TV show, Game of Thrones. And he said, nope, won't be doing that again. It was very cold when he filmed it, and the reviews were not very good. So he said, nah, I had fun. I really enjoyed it, but I think the character is dead. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, keeping you company with your requests. I do want to say hello to Aniru Dean Kone, who just checked in to say hello. I heard from Charlie Chris, Mustafa Hadid, Clifford Mulaima, and also Hermeco. So thank you, everybody, for checking in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Great to hear from you. We've got a request now from Kumator Abo, who is in Nigeria listening to Border Crossings, and says, I want to hear a song by Mary J. Blige and Bono and send it out to my brothers and sisters who are affected by the floods in Chusa. It's surrounding areas throughout Benue State. So please play it. And also in Texas, he said, my prayers go out to Americans as well who are dealing with that in Houston, Texas. So Kumator, that's very nice of you. Mary J. Blige is going to star in a new movie called Mudbound. She just did an interview about the film with Variety magazine, and in her interview, she went on to talk about her ex-husband, Kendu Isaacs, who said that she is very, very angry at him, called him a con artist, and said that he pretended to love her during their entire marriage. She said, you know, it got to a point where we didn't have much intimacy, and the intimacy that we did have, she said, I was dreading it. I felt like I was dying inside. And really just didn't want to do that, didn't want to be intimate with this guy. But they finally ended their marriage, and she's feeling a lot happier these days. So here's Mary J. Blige by request, and this song is called One Love on Border Crossings.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, mm-hmm. One life,
one life.
It's one need, and I mm-hmm. One love,
one love.
Get to share it.
Oh.
Leaves you, darling. You don't care.
Leave a bad taste in your mouth. You act like you never had the, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late tonight to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to
is a
on VOA 1.
Crossings, going back to 1979 and a Police album called Regatta de Blanc, and that is Message in a Bottle, the second album for the Police featuring Sting, and that request all the way from Deutschland, Germany. Guten Tag, wie geht's? Our good friend Siegbert Gerhard. Thank you very much. Danke Shane, appreciate your request, Siegbert. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings and for that request. And I'm very happy that you're tuned in to us in Germany. We're glad that you're listening all the way in Germany. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings, to all our listeners, wherever you might be, all around the world. We're happy to be a part of your day each and every day. All you have to do to make requests is email bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Just like the many listeners do each and every day. Thanks for all the phone calls, too. And I want to also send a thank you to Wagner, our engineer, and to Felicia, our director today, for putting the show together. And while we're at it, I'll also throw out a big thank you to our special guest who was on the show, Madison, earlier today, Madison McWilliams. And go out and buy her debut EP and support her. 15. She's turning 16 in October, she told me. Have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.